Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 11, and talk to you about the conviction of sin. We read this. Now it happened, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. Young King Josiah came to the throne when the leaders and people of Judah were spiritually compromised and corrupt. As he took an interest in God's temple, they found the book of the law, what we would call the many books of the Old Testament, and they found it in the temple. When they read God's word to the king, it did a spiritual work in King Josiah. It was not merely the transmission of information. The hearing of God's word impacted Josiah with spiritual power. Now, when Josiah heard it, he tore his clothes. This was a traditional expression of horror and astonishment in the strongest possible way. Josiah showed his grief on his own account and on account of the nation. This was an expression of deep conviction of sin, and it was a good thing. Revival and spiritual awakening are marked by such expressions of the conviction of sin. Dr. J. Edwin Orr, in The Second Evangelical Awakening in Britain, recounted some examples from the great movement that impacted Great Britain and the world in 1859 through 1861. Orr relates this, that in the town of Coleraine, Northern Ireland, a schoolboy was under so much conviction of sin that he couldn't continue on in class. From the ministry of another boy in the class, he found peace, and he returned to the classroom immediately to tell the leader, "I am so happy I have the Lord Jesus in my heart." His testimony to the teacher had such a striking effect on the class that the teacher peeked out the window and saw boys kneeling in prayer all around the schoolyard. The teacher was so convicted himself that he asked the first converted boy to minister to him. Finally, the whole school was in such a state that pastors came and ministered to the students, teachers, and parents, and people received ministry at the school until 11 o'clock that night. A high-ranking army official described the conviction of sin in his Scottish town. He said this, quote, "Those of you who are at ease have little idea of how terrifying a sight it is when the Holy Spirit is pleased to open a man's eyes to the real state of his heart. Men who were thought to be and who thought themselves to be good, religious people have been led to search into the foundation upon which they were resting and have found it all rotten, and that they were self-satisfied, resting on their own goodness and not upon Christ. Many turn from open sins to lives of holiness, some weeping for joy for sins forgiven." Now, this conviction of sin is the special work of the Holy Spirit, even as Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 8, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin." The conviction of sin never feels good, but it leads to something good: forgiveness of sin and getting the life right with Jesus Christ. Don't despise the conviction of sin. And if God is convicting you of something today, receive it as a gift from him. Repent, make it right with God, and walk in freedom from that which you were convicted of.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.